I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few minutes, Back Talk, where you weigh in on what we've had to say. That's in just a few minutes. But first, before the year ends, we wanted to stop and revisit some of the most interesting people and stories we've covered throughout the year. Of course, the recession has been at the top of the news, and we've been checking in with a number of people about their experiences getting through these tough economic times. We started speaking with Bobby Brinneker back in June about her struggle to find employment as an older worker. Bobby is in her 50s in an unpromising job market. Older workers are less likely to be unemployed, but when they do lose their jobs, it has taken them much longer than younger workers to find another. So we decided to check in once again with Bobby. Bobby, welcome back. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks. Same to you, Michelle.
We last checked in with you in September. By that time, you'd been looking for work for close to a year. You estimated you'd applied for something like 500 jobs. Any good news?
Well, I found part-time work at the Kennedy Center, which has been wonderful. And so I'm working mainly on the weekends, and but no appropriate full-time opportunities yet.
And when you say part-time, how part-time?
Well, it'll be up to about 30 hours, but right now I'm still on probation, so it's more limited than that.
So no benefits, no health insurance?
No.
Just a welcome paycheck.
Right, but
just
certainly.
So remind everybody what kind of work you do.
Well, my training is in social work. I have my master's in social work. But I've done a lot of development and, for example, developed three clinics, community-based clinics in South Florida for people that don't have health insurance. And I've done a lot of partnership building, coalition building, fundraising, that type of thing.
So again, Bobby, every time we've spoken to you, you seem so upbeat and positive. How do you pull that off?
Yes. Well, I have a lot of faith, and I get up at 5 o'clock every morning and join a prayer line with some church friends of mine in Miami. And so that's, I think, a really important aspect of it. And I think that there are really wonderful benefits to having to sort of reach deeply into yourself for, you know, reserves. And so, for example, I wouldn't be working at the Kennedy Center, and I've been volunteering at the White House, and I've been meeting people that I ordinarily wouldn't have met and having good experiences. And so
I know you came to Washington in part because you wanted to be kind of part of the scene here, and I'm wondering if you still feel optimistic about the country, not just about yourself, but about the direction the country's going?
Sure. I think now that the president and the administration has promised to focus more on job creation and that issue, I feel hopeful that there will be more opportunities in 2010 and
well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Keep in touch. We keep a good thought for you always.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
I get to work.
Okay.
Bobby Brinneker was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. Bobby, thanks again.